Okay, tonight we're looking at the 11th chapter of Ecclesiastes. We're coming to the end. Next week will be the last chapter. And as we said before, it has to do with the end of Solomon's life. And so now here he's trying to wind this all up and bring it to a head. So Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Send your bread on the surface of the waters, for after many days you may find it. Give a portion to seven or even eight, for you don't know what disaster may happen on earth. If the clouds are full, they will pour out rain on the earth. Whether a tree falls to the south or the north, the place where a tree falls, there it's going to lie. One who watches the wind will not sow, and the one who looks at the clouds will not reap. Just as you don't know the path of the wind or how bones develop in the womb of a pregnant woman, so you don't know the work of God, who makes everything. In the morning, sow your seed, and at evening, do not let your hand rest, because you don't know which will succeed, whether one or the other, or if both of them will be equally good. Light is sweet, and it is pleasing for the eyes to see the sun. Indeed, if a man lives many years, let him rejoice in them all, and let him remember the days of darkness, since they will be many. All that comes is futile. Rejoice, young man, while you are young, and let your heart be glad in the days of your youth, and walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all of these things God will bring you to judgment. Remove sorrow from your heart and put away pain from your flesh, because youth and the prime of life are fleeting. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these words. Help me to explain them. Help us to understand them. And guide us to live by them. In Jesus' name, amen. So as we say, this is by David, or by Solomon, the son of David. He calls himself the teacher. He began very well in following his father David. But he ended very badly because he was led astray by foreign wives. Ecclesiastes is his reflection on it all at the end of his life. So what this says is, basically, work hard and live joyously and responsibly. Work hard. You don't know the future. You don't know what's going to happen. So you can't really perfectly plan for it, because things can go squirrely at any given moment. So he says, spread out your investments. Invest in seven or eight things, so that if some things come in good and some things come in bad, at least you will probably come out on the plus side. And then he says, make friends. Make lots of friends, because when times get hard, you're going to want friends to help you out to get through it. And don't wait for conditions to get better. If you look out and you say, oh, I think it's going to rain, you may never, if you're a farmer, you may never sow your seed. You may never bring it in. I can remember growing up, living out in the country of Kentucky, and there was a very close balance, because they would sow hay. And the idea is, if you're picking, if you're reaping the hay, and you put it in bales, and the bales are sitting out in the field, and if it rains, they'll get all rained on, and they'll mold, and it'll go, you know. So you have to figure it out, and you have to go, and you have to reap it, and you have to have somebody coming right behind to pick up those bales. And then you go back to the barn and you throw them in the barn. So they're nice and dry and stay that way. But if you wait and you keep dithering about it, sure as the world, the hay is going to get rained on. Now you can't reap it because it'll make a big mess with wet and everything. So if you get a shot, go for it. Do the best you can do and get it in and just work hard and do the best you can do. Don't wait for the conditions to be just right. Just do your work to please God and leave it up to Him. This is not to say that farmers don't spend a lot of time praying for rain when they need the crop to grow and praying for dry when they need to bring it in. But you leave that to God. And then live joyously and responsibly. Enjoy life, he says, because death is coming. And you don't know when. We're seeing this right now, particularly in Ukraine, because you've got people who are very old and they're making it through, and you've got people who are very young and they're getting killed. Particularly because the evil Vladimir Putin is targeting them. It's part of the terrorism he's trying to do. If I kill off all the little children, then this will upset people so bad they'll give up. No, apparently Ukrainians don't think like that. When you shoot a children's hospital, you just piss them off and they go after you even harder. And so you need to watch out what you do. And then he says, enjoy youth, because judgment's going to come. Eventually, you're going to be old. Eventually, you're going to get judged by God. So what does all this mean to us? Well, first of all, we must live wisely. We don't try to puzzle everything out and say, oh, well, but what about this? What about that? Because if you spend all your time trying to figure this all out, then you never get anything done. But if you don't go out and do stuff, then nothing gets done either. You have to think, okay, I don't want to do something at the wrong time, but I may not know when the right time is, so I just have to make my best estimate. We must not be timid. When we have an opportunity, we need to take it. We need to do what God wants when we get an opening. We have a lot of times that we talk about having a God appointment where you come together with somebody and you didn't even think about it, and all of a sudden, bang, here's an opportunity to tell them the gospel. Don't miss that. If you have a chance to tell somebody about Jesus, jump in it and tell them. Work to please God. You're not working to please people. We've read all these other things about how that sometimes you'll work yourself into the dust and nobody will even notice, and sometimes you're a layabout and all of a sudden you'll get praised. You don't know what's going on. Well, guess what? God knows. God knows if you're doing well. God knows if you're trying hard. God knows. And there's a reward for you that God will give you. Work to please God, not people. Enjoy the life God has given you. Don't sit around all the time bemoaning the fact that you don't have something or you're not going somewhere. You're not. Take the life God's given you and live it. I could say, oh, I want a bigger house. But I've got a nice condo that's just got about enough space for me and so on. I don't need a bigger house. Actually, what I need is a lot of money laid up to make sure that I don't run out of money before I run out of life. And it looks like we may have just about got it right on the edge of it. But, you know, don't worry about things. Let God worry about things. Enjoy youth while you can. Now, I know to some of us this does not really apply that much, but still in all, I mean, you're all younger than me, so enjoy youth while you can. And make sure you tell people who are very young, enjoy youth while you can, okay? And don't mess it up. Make good decisions, but don't stress over them. You see, that's the thing, is if we spend all our time stressing over things, all we do is make ourselves upset, and we don't get anything done. Don't stress over decisions, but make good ones as best you can. Take the information you have and say, okay, what do I think God is telling me about this? And let's go do it. Sometimes you just have to guess, you know. And sometimes the Lord will lead you. You will sit here and you'll just go, I think this must be what God wants. Why? I don't know. I just feel like that's what God wants. I think that's what he's telling me. And don't listen when the devil talks to you. A lot of people have said, you know, well, it's hard to tell the difference. I don't know. The longer I've been around the Lord, the less hard it is to tell the difference.
The devil lies. God doesn't.
That's true. And the big thing is just that. It's people will come up and they'll tell you, oh, thus and so about God and Jesus and everything. And sometimes all you can do is look them in the eye and say, look, bud, I've known the Lord more than 60 years consecutively. I know him when I see him. And I don't know who you're talking about, but it's not him. Make good decisions, but don't stress about it. Don't screw up your life worrying about things, you know. And everybody who knows me really well will say, well, that just sounds like something you ought to listen to, Walter. Mm-hmm. That's true. I do. I stress an awful, and I, you know, I need to learn from these things too. So anyway, that's my little short sermon for today, because it was a little short chapter. And next week we're going to wind this all up, and we're not going to get the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Just, you know, we're going to find out from Solomon that there is no answer to life, the universe, and everything. But then again, we'll get a lot more wisdom too. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. We'd ask you to bless us and go with us throughout our lives. We pray, Lord, that you'll take good care of us and that you'll use us to show your greatness to the world. Go with us in all we do, and make us your people, make this your church. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.